Welcome to On Tap Daily for May 20th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. Okay, so yesterday, Google essentially rebuilt search. I don't say that lightly. At Google I/O, they dropped a wave of announcements that, taken together, represent the most significant changes to how consumers discover and buy products through Google in years. Let me walk you through the big ones and what they mean for your store. First, Google announced what it's calling the Intelligent Search Box, and it's being described as the biggest change to the search input in 25 years. The new box supports longer, more conversational prompts and gives users direct access to AI-powered search capabilities. This is Google explicitly telling users to stop typing two-word queries and start describing what they actually need. For merchants, this means the shift from keyword-based discovery to intent-based discovery just accelerated dramatically. Second, and this is the engine behind it all, Google announced Gemini 3.5 Flash and immediately deployed it as the default model powering AI mode in search. Not a beta, not a limited rollout. This is live in production right now. The key here is speed. Faster AI responses mean more people will actually use AI mode instead of falling back to traditional results, which changes the proportion of queries that are AI mediated. Third, and this is the one I think has the most long-term implications for e-commerce, Google introduced information agents in search. These are AI agents that will continuously scan the web to provide updated information on your searches. So imagine a customer searches for a product today and Google's agent proactively notifies them when prices drop, reviews appear, or out-of-stock items become available. This transforms search from something the consumer does repeatedly into something Google does on their behalf continuously. If your product data is stale, the agent will simply route shoppers to competitors with better data. Freshness and accuracy just became existential. And fourth, Google expanded its universal cart and revealed that its shopping graph now indexes over 60 billion products. The universal cart lets shoppers add items from multiple merchants into a single cart directly within Google Search. When a customer can buy from you or a competitor without ever visiting your website, the only differentiation happens through your product data, pricing, reviews, availability, images, and structured specifications. Now, related to all of this, Search Engine Land published two really valuable research pieces yesterday. One is a new framework called the Funnel Query Pathway for measuring AI visibility. The argument is that traditional SEO metrics break in AI environments and merchants need new models for tracking visibility across search assistants and AI agents. The other is an analysis of GPT-5.2 responses showing that when AI models use higher reasoning, they cite more sources, run deeper research, and reward early funnel visibility. A separate study of 25,000 URLs found that AI search systems disproportionately cite listicle-style content, which is a practical insight for your content strategy. Switching to the Magento ecosystem, Hoover shipped two updates worth noting. The WellPixel GA4 compatibility modules hit version 1.17.0, covering both the standard and CSP variants. This keeps Google Analytics 4 tracking synchronized with Hoover's Alpine JS frontend after the theme 1.4.6 release on May 12th. If you're running a Hoover-themed store, make sure your GA4 compatibility modules are current. Silent Analytics data loss from out-of-sync modules is one of those problems that erodes your business decisions without anyone noticing. On the retail side, Tapestry, at the parent company of Coach and Kate Spade, patented its AI-powered analytics platform called Mira. Before Mira, Tapestry's teams spent days combing through dashboards to analyze data. Now it takes seconds to minutes. This is part of a broader pattern where major retailers, Miss Walmart, Target, Kohl's, are all building internal AI analytics tools. The takeaway for mid-market merchants is that your larger competitors are making faster, more data-informed decisions than ever. Investing in your own analytics capabilities, even with off-the-shelf tools, is how you stay competitive. And one more item from practical e-commerce that's easy to overlook but could be very consequential. The EU's revised General Product Safety Regulation now applies to all merchants selling into the EU, including those based in the US. If you're selling cross-border into Europe, this is compliance homework you cannot defer. Let me pull today together with one theme. The interface between your store and your customers is being rewritten by AI, and it's happening faster than most merchants are adapting. Google's information agents, universal cart, and 60 billion product shopping graph mean that your product data quality is now your primary competitive advantage. Not your website design, not your ad spend, your data. Make sure it's accurate, structured, fresh, and comprehensive. That's your On Tap Daily for May 20th, 2026.
If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.